And welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders. I am your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, it's been a week, hasn't it? Mm-hmm. Breaks like, yeah,
it was hot, and it sucked, and some shitty stuff happened over the week.
Oh, yeah. I think all of us had shitty stuff, and I'm sure we're going to get to that with our stinkos later on in the show. So without further ado, let's just get right into it so we can get to the meat. What, Break? What were you going to say? I thought Break was going to say something. I think he got attacked by his cat and put himself on mute. I think that's what happened. All right.
Or Bacon got to him.
Yeah. All right. Bacon got to him. Bacon gods got to him. All right. Let's move on to the news.
RPG News.
All right, Eric. You are up, sir.
Okay. From RPG site, or RPG fan, actually. What a change of pace. It still takes forever for things to load.
Great. You guys have the worst internet in Ohio, man. It must be in the water.
Like, I was looking at the internet options, and
no, it's just like when I went to look at the link, it had to redirect for some weird reason, but yeah. Whatever.
So I was looking at the internet options, and the internet options around here, it's basically, from what I've heard, like, people aren't really happy with, like, the Fioptics, Cincinnati Bell's Fioptics, and that leaves, like, cable, so the only thing we can do is, like, up the power, which is not cheap with Spectrum.
No, I hear
I don't even have the option of fiber optic unless I want to pay Spectrum's price, and those are normally for businesses and not for, like, single users.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Verizon to come here. Like, we have the not the Verizon internet yet, but they're like the, I forget what it's called, some other Verizon option, but it's not quite there. But I want the Verizon internet. I've heard good things about that.
Yeah. All right.
But until then, we're stuck with Spectrum. So yeah.
We've got some details for the Final Fantasy Pixel remasters.
Okay.
And the Steam pages are up, and they've got the prices. And
they're $99.99 each.
No. $12
people would pay it.
Like I called it. Starting at 12.
That's ridiculous.
The Final Fantasy and Final Fantasy 2 are $12, but they're on sale for $9.59, which is a weird price point. Both of them are, because, like, why can't you just sell it for $10?
Who in their right mind is going to pay?
And so they're 20%. All these games are 20% off until August 11th, which is presumably the date that 4, 5, and 6 drop.
I mean, I looked at, like, some of these screenshots, and
But, like, 13, like, starting at Final Fantasy 3, they're $17.99 each.
Which is ridiculous. Like, these are, I know these are, they're redoing them from scratch, basically, because, you know, they can't recreate pixels on the mobile platform, whatever. But it's still the same fucking game.
Yeah, and it, you know,
I mean, I think the soundtracks are going to be remastered. And
still, like, that's not worth a premium type price for a mobile phone. Like,
I can kind of understand the price point for Final Fantasy III specifically, because this is the first time it's been done in this style ever. So it's not like they're asset switching.
Okay, but just wait until we get to Final Fantasy V or VI, or four.
They actually delisted 5 and 6 the mobile ports on Steam page because these are going to look better and play better, probably.
Yeah.
6 is probably going to be $20.
No, they're all going to be $18.
Oh, God, man. That would
suck.
Same
difference. I mean, you're still exuberantly overpriced.
Yeah, like
$15 makes more sense for those because it's a solid number and not an odd number or an even number.
I disagree, man. I think it's finally time to, like, call.
But they should just sell all these for 10 each, because that would make
10 is the most I really want to pay for one of them. I was looking at them, and they look pretty, and I'm like, oh, I would love
it. It makes sense. Like, you're buying
but
6 games for $10 each, and you buy the bundle, it's $60, a full retail price.
Yeah. No,
that
I agree.
That would have worked great.
Now, if you buy it before the 11th, it's $75.
And it doesn't even look
and
that
great.
It's
probably closer to $80 if you pay it. And full.
Yeah, it doesn't look that great to me.
Does look pretty good though. I think you're wrong about that.
No,
like,
the only one that
speaking, I think the best version was the PSP version.
Yeah.
But like comparatively speaking to what we had before, and even like the Game Boy Advance, I think it looks better.
Three looks okay.
Like, yeah, like if you look at Edgar's sprite, he's not a massive green anymore.
Yeah,
he's got actual colors.
No, three looks better for sure.
Even like, if it's lacking in some details, it's still better than what was came before on the mobile.
Yeah,
space.
I guess, but I'm not willing to pay that price, man. I just
no, we definitely agree with that.
I absolutely am because I'm a sucker. But and I don't know if these will be ported, so I'll pay it.
No,
but I'm gonna get this game like before the discount ends, but I'm going to make sure I have my other games I wanted to buy in July 1st.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sales, though. They'll do like a lot of 40 and 50% off sales. So I think if you wait a year,
yeah,
you can probably get half that price.
I think
that's when I'd be willing to buy it.
Yeah.
But I'm probably going to double dip and get it on the Switch when it eventually comes there anyway. And I'll buy that on a sale.
Yeah. I just don't want to fucking pay that price anymore.
Eric,
man,
is part of the problem.
Square won't give me a review code. How am I supposed to cover this?
No,
stuff?
That's true too. I mean, I hear you, Eric. Let's see. Freak Pie says, I'm trying a new beer tonight, Collapse of the Multiverse. He says he has a plug this week, which he promptly said, I pooped today, so I'm guessing that your plug is no longer a plug. Wyland is in chat. What's up, Wyland? Nice to see you in there. He says Arby's has chicken nuggets now.
I tried them just now.
Chicken nuggets now. Wish me luck in the parking lot getting ready to try them. So
they're good.
Oh, God. I'm not wishing you luck for right now because they probably taste amazing, Wyland, but I wish you luck in about 4 or 5 hours when you're on the toilet.
If they're handling these chicken like fucking Popeye's chicken, you're going to wait in a line for a while.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to the next story, Breakman.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, isometric co-op action RPG Space Punks announced for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series, and the PC. Publisher Jagex, I guess.
Yeah.
Jagex. And developer Flying Wild Hog.
That's cool. Jagex.
Update. Gygax has announced that Space Punks will launch an early access for PC on July 14th. Wow. So less than a couple weeks.
It looks really good.
12 days.
Breakman. This looks really good. It looks.
I'm going to read this paragraph right now here. Jagex and Flying Wild Hog have announced Space Punks, a cartoon-style action RPG set in an irrelevant sci-fi world. The announcements come in trailer form, which shows off the game's four playable characters. First up is a Duke, a Star-Lord like handsome spaceman with a minigun. He's joined by three as-of-yet-unnamed friends. The crazy one, who is a pigman with twang blasters. The smart one, who is a sort of mantis-like alien who can warp dash through enemies and deploy bomblets. And the scary one, a woman with shadowy tentacles that can sprout from her back and stab enemies.
Yeah. So. It's looking really good, Break. I saw this trailer. If you can imagine, like, Borderlands mixed with Diablo... And that's pretty much a good description. I mean, it looks like that.
Yeah. Also possible superpowers. So
yeah.
Maybe a little bit of Ultimate Alliance.
Yeah, it looks good. Yeah, a little Ultimate Alliance in there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, that's apt. If you threw Ultimate Alliance with Diablo and Borderlands, that would be this. So there you go. Wyland says that those chicken nuggets are really good. Well, let us know in about 4 or 5 hours how they, you know, how they treat you.
How they process.
Yeah, exactly. All right, next story. Coming to us from, I believe, rpgsite.com, if it ever comes up on the screen here. And I'm stalling just like Breakman does, so, you know. Mm.
You know, you just got to keep talking and talking.
Yeah, you just keep talking.
As long as there's no dead air, you're good.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if you got stuff going on in the background that's not really happening, and you know, like the the story just doesn't want to come up on the screen for you. I mean, I could tell you that, you know, there's a side-scroller RPG called Grime that's launching on August 6th for the PC and Stadia, and I guess that's about it, because, you know.
You can read the headline.
I can read the headline, but that's about all I can read, so.
It's in the news. Yeah. Yeah, that's, you want me to see if I can load it here, because it's not loading for you?
It's just petered out on me.
It hates us.
Oh, here we go, I got it.
Redirecting.
I got it. Side scroller RPG, Grime launches August 2nd, just like I said, and of course there's going to be music, because why wouldn't there be music on this trailer? So I'm looking at it now. I didn't get a chance to look at this preview before, but it looks really stylized. I think it's if you could take kind of the visual art style, think what am I looking for here? Like Lovecraftian. Vanillaware art style is the best way that I can
I was going to say Hollow Knight, maybe.
Yeah, Hollow Knight, maybe, something like that, kind of.
I want to cover this if possible.
I know what the problem is, by the way, with RPG site, guys. It's the whole, I got 50 million ads going on at the same time. Yeah. That's what's going on. So,
which is weird, because it takes me a while for to even load the article in the first place. And then the ads pop. Ah!
Jesus Christ, nice, man. It's nice. All these ads, man. It looks real good, though. It's very dark, but you know, Breakman, how we always talk about dark games that you can never see the visuals on? This is dark, but you can see every visual, which is really, really cool.
Did you read chat?
I'm reading now. Let's see. They're really good. I'll give you a detailed review, pictures and all, Weiland says.
I mean, he's talking about the what you asked for 6 hours from now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Okay, Eric, you got the next story. It looks pretty, by the way. Breakman, like, we always talk about those games that are too dark. This one is a dark game, but you can see everything in it. It's got, the lighting is right on it.
Good.
Yeah. So, okay, Eric, next story.
Okay, we've got the Legend of Mana, the Teardrop Crystal anime announced, will air worldwide.
Okay.
So there was a Mana stream going on last Saturday, and this is one of the announcements. And the Teardrop Crystal specifically was about the Jumi arc, where of Legend of Mana, because it's one of three arcs you can actually do. You have to do at least one of them, but it's one very specific arc, and I think this is it. But it's probably one of the more interesting arcs because it has the most character development out of all three of them. But, anyways, doesn't say anything about when they're planning to do it. It's just an announcement.
Okay, well, that's great and all, but is there anything about them completing the Dragon Warrior cartoon? That
yeah, exactly.
In the 80s and bringing that back? Or was it late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah.
Somewhere around then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we want to know.
It did complete. We just didn't get it.
Well, where's our version then? Give it to us, damn it.
I don't know, but Die is a much better show than that anyway, so you just should just watch that.
Oh, God.
Darn it.
That's not what I want. Let's see, that's the Squinix. He's bought and paid for by Squinix. I knew it.
Yep. Weiland says, I'm looking forward to Dark Souls Nightfall. Not looking forward to buying DS Remastered to play it, though. Dark Souls Remastered to play it, though. Dark Souls Remastered. I have that. What is Nightfall? Is that something new that's coming?
Nightfall's a mod.
Oh, I gotcha. Oh, never mind. I'm out of that, Weiland. But it might be cool. I'll watch you play it, Weiland, if you put it up on.
He just doesn't want to have to rebuy Dark Souls Remastered.
I hear ya. You probably get a cheap copy, though, I think.
I don't know where you buy a cheap key for the PC version of the game. Because, like, most people who bought Dark Souls Prepare to Die Edition on Steam don't want to play Remastered on PC because it doesn't have the extensive mod support that version did.
Yeah.
I mean, they've done their best to try to bring all those mods back for Remastered. Some of them are less necessary than others now that they did the resolution updates and stuff, but, you know.
Yeah. All right, Legend of Manja, Manja. I'm thinking of Ganja, man. Legend of Mana, Teardrop Crystal, coming.
That would be a way different video game.
It totally would.
Your characters would never get out of the first castle.
Why would they ever have reason to leave the first castle?
Every time they start to leave, like, dude, we forgot something. They have to keep going back up.
Exactly. Breakman, can you do the next story, The Trials of Mana? Can you just do that one since it's kind of related?
The Trials of Mana.
Yeah.
So I'm out here. I didn't have that one loaded. I had something else loaded.
Okay, go ahead and read the other one. The Square Enix.
I have this story now. That's now you wanted. Oh my god! Coming live from RPG site. Squinix announces free to play mobile action RPG Echoes of Mana. So yeah, this won't be out until 2022. So there you go. The game includes characters from across the Mana series, so yeah, this is probably just going to be another like generic game that they've done. There's some screenshots and a video and stuff, but like it's an action RPG, and I just don't... Action games aren't as well done on a mobile unless you've got like a controller for your phone. If you're just trying to do it with like the touchpad on the phone...
And Razer Kishis aren't that cheap. They're kind of pricey.
Yeah. Okay. All right, what else do we need to know about this break, man?
Nothing. We don't want to know nothing else.
Plus, I'm almost certain that Echoes of Mana is going to have a lot of microtransaction shit in it.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, of course. Not even
or it's going to be like Record Keeper, and you'll have to keep buying stamina. Mm. Unless you want to take extensive breaks.
Yeah. Or you could be like me, where you've just got your character so built up that you never have to worry about it. And they started... they added things you could buy in-game currency with in-game currency to extend your mana too.
Ooh, that's good. Too. That's actually nice. So
they added a lot of stuff to make it really hard to have to pay money to play.
Yeah,
actually,
the trailer doesn't look great. There's no real gameplay or nothing.
I didn't include this because like there's no name yet, but Square is also working on a new Mana game. For consoles.
Oh, okay.
I got that other article loaded, by the way. I think it's still the right one. The Teardrop Crystal. No. Shit!
I know.
I got it. Trials of Mana Remake heads to Google Play and iOS App Store on July 5th, and that's the story. So if you like Trials of Mana, of all the RPGs, like the Mana series, I think is slightly overrated in my opinion. I don't know, but I might be a little off on that, but I kind of think
Frank's so old he can't remember the last Mana game he actually played.
I really can. I think it might have been, god damn, what was it, Eric? Holy shit. I can't. You're right. Let's all play the greatest MMO of all time, DC Universe Online, MXT says.
I tried that. You can shut your mouth right now, you son of a bitch.
It's usually me calling the chat son of a bitch. And this time,
well, if he's trying to go get us to play that game, no.
Yeah. Is that still around? I thought that was...
Yeah,
no,
definitely.
Wow.
Definitely around.
Wyland says...
it was okay, but it was just like... It seemed like they were trying to copy WoW, and just that doesn't seem like the most appropriate setting for DC.
Exactly. Design. Okay. Wyland says, I have the Prepare to Die edition. That mod team tried to bring it to Prepare to Die edition, but it didn't work out, so that's why.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to buy Remastered, because Remastered, while on sale frequently, it's not on sale frequently enough and lowered enough to make it worth purchasing again for most people.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the news. We got through it fairly quickly, guys. Homie discounts this week. The PlayStation Plus membership went down from 39 to 37. Wow, that's kind of good. The PlayStation Plus games for this week are Call of Duty Black Ops 4. Oh, boy. WWE 2K Battlegrounds, and probably the best of the bunch here, Plague Tale Innocence.
The only one worthwhile.
Yeah, Plague Tale Innocence is awesome. Call of Duty Black Ops 4 is not too terrible.
It's too bad it's only the PS5 version of Plague Tale Innocence.
I want another fun wrestling game. I missed fun wrestling games.
I know, man. MXT says DC is greater than Marvel for life. That is probably not true. MXT. I think they're both good in their own right.
I don't know. I think Disney's ruined Marvel somehow.
How?
Oh, after watching today's episode of Loki, how can you say that?
Marvel's...
It seems that only the TV series that they've been doing are better than the films.
I like the films, for the most part. I mean...
The films are action schlock, and they mostly are advertisement for the military-industrial complex of the U.S.
I guess, Eric. I mean, if you're going to look at it through that lens, then, you know, okay. All right. Did you notice
anything? Like, they only started to get really decent once Thor Ragnarok happened.
Yeah.
Anything that's, like, not Avengers seems to be better than the rest of the MCU, though.
I don't see where you're coming with all that, Eric. Like, I've had nothing but good times watching those movies. I mean, they are popcorn, like you said, action popcorn films. But, I mean, sometimes that's all you want. You know, I mean, you don't need...
If you're joining the military to be an Avenger, you're really screwed up in the head. I'm just saying, like... Because, how can you equate the two? You're not going to get superpowers if you join the military.
There is a point, like he does have a point when it comes to, like, jingoism and, like, Captain America, for instance, even though...
Or how the fact that the Avengers is a government organization.
Yeah, well, I mean... In the comics,
government oversight.
Well, in the comics, I mean, some of those storylines, Eric, like the Sokovia Accords and shit like that, were direct, directly from the comics. So, I mean, the comics mirror real life, man. And real life in the United States is dealing with bullshit politics. You know, I mean, what else are you going to say or do? It's just.
I mean, look, the Winter Soldier, Winter Soldier was based entirely around politics and.
Yeah. And, Cold War.
I'm not saying that there isn't stuff there. I'm just saying it's definitely got a more conservative slant, and that's something I don't really appreciate.
Yeah, maybe. But, I mean, you just have to look at them as action movies, Eric. If you're into action movies, then great. If not, then they're not your thing.
If you think. That's more conservative than say what the Justice League movie?
Yeah, Justice League is
because that was what the comparison was. Is like you're saying like the DC movies are better was what you're saying.
No.
No, he just saying that the Marvel movies have a more political slant.
Well, he said since Disney took over Marvel, he said DC's doing better.
I did not say that, you fucking liar.
Wow. Eric, wow.
Trying to put words in my mouth and on people's heads.
No, but I know what Breakman is saying.
Trying to extrapolate things I didn't actually say, but you think I inferred.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, Eric. If you like the movies, great. If you don't, then don't watch them. You know, I mean, that's just how it works, man.
I never said I didn't like them.
There's a lot of DC.
There are things about them that I don't care for.
I'm more of a Marvel person than DC, but I like them both.
It's kind of like how the original Ghostbusters was propaganda for you know, the fiscal conservative. And that's kind of gross.
You're extrapolating.
But I still enjoy it.
Yeah, Eric, so that's what I'm saying. Like, there are certain things that have certain slants. Like for instance, like, none of us like...
All I wanted to do was mention it.
Okay, let me make...
you're giving me crap about it.
Eric, calm down, dude. It's not that serious. Let me tell you an example, Eric. I'm not a big fan of sexual assault, and neither is anybody else, right? But there's nothing more than I like seeing in a movie a revenge tale. For like a woman that has been done wrong, or
I'm fine with that. Can we move on? I know.
Okay, you gonna let me talk, Eric, or you want to just continue? I'm trying to make an analogy here, Eric. You can watch movies that have subjects that are uncomfortable, right?
I just feel like I'm being talked down to, and I don't appreciate it,
Eric. Like nobody was talking down to you, dude. We were just making points, like. You know, point, counterpoint. That's what this show's all about, dude. I'm just saying, Eric, like there's movies that have a political slant that I didn't like. Like, for instance, American Sniper, right? American Sniper was about, depending on your point of view, an absolute piece of shit or an American hero. Your choice. Doesn't mean the movie was bad or good or anything of that nature, right? I happen to like the movie. The movie was actually pretty cool and action-packed. You know, either like movies or you don't, Rick. And it doesn't have to, you know, the messages in the movie doesn't have to preclude you from liking the movie or not liking the movie. If it makes you not like the movie, then obviously don't watch. You know, I happen to like the Marvel movies. I'm not an apologist for Marvel because there's been some stinkers. I mean, look, did anybody like Dark World? I can't remember anybody on this show or otherwise that tells me that they liked Thor Dark World. And, I mean, it wasn't that it was terrible. It's just everything up to that point was, you know, such high quality that when you got to Dark World, it fell flat. I mean, that's a thing, Eric. Like, everything is subjective. It's like pain. Pain is subjective. Nobody can tell you, you know, well, your pain is not as great as this person's pain or it's less than this. You know, nobody can say that. I mean, they can say it, but they'd be full of shit. That's what I'm saying, man. Like, everybody has opinions. Weiland says Nightfall doesn't release until December, so he has time. All right. That's it. Breakman, should I play your music? Do we use Breakman?
Don't you do sales first?
I think we did, man. I went over the PlayStation Plus games. I asked you if there was anything in the Xbox section. Is there anything Xbox-wise that we need to know about, Break?
There's a couple things on sale, but nothing really of note.
There's a 60% off sale.
I know. All I know is that he asked Break and not Eric.
All right, Break. Anything on Xbox?
Why would I know? I don't check the Xbox sales.
I don't know, but whatever.
That's why I said Breakman. Breakman, do you know of any notable Xbox sales?
No, I don't care.
Okay. All right. Breakman, should I hit your music?
I'm just irritated now. All right. Yeah, I guess. Whatever.
Can you guys fight after school? Can I ref an MMA match? All right, dear Break Man, what do we got?
There's a lot in here. There's a post from Freak, a conversation that happened in chat where he was, you know, pointing out to us that he said something that he definitely said, and he was not happy that we said he didn't say it. So he said it. It's there. It's proof. I didn't realize he'd go that extreme over it, but it happened. Let me see here. Now we got this quote from Slegar, which we usually don't get anything from him, and I am kind of confused. How many of us you have at a record? Do a Zoom. Let the peeps speak.
How many what?
I guess he wants a public record of their like testimony or something.
What are you talking about?
I get the point. He's saying he wants to call in, like we should take more call-ins, but I don't understand what he means by how many of us you have at a record.
How?
I think half the time that Slager speaks, he's drunk off his ass, so so that word jumble is probably a result of that.
Well, okay, there's probably no denying that, and probably Slager himself would probably agree. but Slagar, the phone lines are always open. Like after news, I don't like to take calls during the news for obvious reasons, but after the news, phone calls are open. So if you want to call on in, feel free. Look me up, RP Grinders or Frank Branches on Skype, and you're more than welcome to call in during the live show. Now, obviously, I don't have a comment line after the show or anything like that, but if you want to call in during the show, feel free after the news. Phone lines are always open, and that's always been how it's been. So all right, what else you got, Break?
Okay, this one comes from Freak 5 Chaos. He says, ask Break Man, and he sends us a picture of a tree rat. He says, this little asshole in the picture is talking shit to Fury. Fury is a picture of this cute dog he sent us. I can't share it with anybody. That's why I didn't mention it. But
Black Lab, isn't it?
Yes, this cute Black Lab.
That's his
Black
Lab. Great
species of dog. I mean, if you're going to get one, like a lab, a golden retriever, yeah, those are great breeds.
Great dogs. Anyway, great dogs.
Yeah. Anyway, should I put food out for him and wait for him to come down from the trees and then let Fury outside?
I think
no,
you know the
unfortunately, that's a trap. That's what the squirrels want. That's why the cats never come back with dead squirrels or the dogs ever, because the squirrels are plotting.
Yeah.
They're doing this to taunt your animal. And they're getting you in on it, and then they just run up in their tree and they laugh and they celebrate.
Yeah. I can say that my brother's cat killed chipmunk, at least.
Oh, not chipmunks, man. We want squirrels just gone.
It's practice for the real thing.
You know, probably. You know what he should do, Breakman? Freak should get like one of those like dog houses with like opening door. And, like, open the door, like put the dog in the doghouse the night before, right? Like, let him sleep in the doghouse the night before. And then in the morning, put that food out and then, like slowly open the door so Fury can, like just grab that squirrel just as he's getting the food. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah, you see, the squirrels are clever, so you need to do this slowly. And when you say slowly, you mean, like, open the door slowly. I mean slowly over days. I mean,
yeah.
Have the food, like, one place, and then you move it closer and closer and closer to where the dog is. But never let the dog out, you know, so the squirrels don't know the dog is there. So, see, every once in a while, a dog or a cat will get lucky and they'll get a squirrel, but mostly their little assholes are just tricked. Cats into climbing up in a tree and getting stuck up there. I mean, that's why the fire department is always on call for rescuing cats, because of fucking squirrels.
Right.
Menaces to society.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Squirrels are.
You can try, and maybe your dog will get lucky. It'll be a hero. I'm pretty sure your dog would get a trophy. I don't know where you submit the reward to get that trophy, but there is a trophy for it. For killing squirrels. I mean,
if Fury ever catches, and you confirm this, Freak Five, if Fury catches that squirrel, if he ever catches it, I will give you a prize from the prize vault. Anybody that sends me anything in that their dog caught a squirrel and eradicated from the earth, I will give you.
I think you're going to regret this statement.
No, I mean people like in chat. You got to be in chat. So that's the caveat.
I just thought suddenly like that would be the thing that gets us popular. Like,
oh,
hey,
I know.
That's squirrel.
Yeah. Here's a picture of my dog catching a squirrel. Now give me that PS5. You know. It's like... Oh man, that would be a disaster. It would be a welcome disaster. But you're right, man. You have to be in chat and watch like chat blow up now. Like, have 50,000 people.
All the people that are working, like, hey.
Yeah, they're like, we're working on it, and they're like setting up these elaborate traps for squirrels and, you know, all this shit.
Like the I've seen something like the squirrel slingshots on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, I love those videos. Have you ever seen those?
I saw one where it was like they set it up where because the squirrel was stealing the bird feed, and they set up a trap specifically on the bird feeder for the squirrel where the birds could get around it, but not the squirrel. It was free.
Have you ever seen Breakman? This is a little off topic, but have you ever seen the videos of like the people that put like an electric like top of the fence, and then when the squirrels get in the middle, they hit the button, and like those squirrels like jump like 50 miles in the air.
No, they're seeing that.
Oh, it's great, man. I mean, they don't hurt them. I mean, they just jump, jump like 50 miles. Frank will get. Yeah,
Photoshop pictures.
I totally would. I totally would. Freak Five, 50 million Photoshop pictures for sure. Okay,
it's so bad. There'd be like pictures of like memes with dead squirrels in their mouths and stuff. Like, yeah, Baby Yoda would have like a dead squirrel in his mouth. And
yeah, where's my PS5 game or Xbox game now? RP Grinders. It's like, whoops! What kind of can of worms did I open up here? Yeah, it's like crazy.
Oopsie. We didn't promise a real PlayStation 5, but here's right. A picture of PlayStation 5. Hey!
Right, here's an autographed picture of a PlayStation 5. We all autograph it. Eric's on there. Happy face. Thanks. Thanks for sending that in. Okay, what else you got, Break?
Oh, there is one more. And, wow, Frank, this is directly towards you, so I'll go ahead and read it. It's from Free 5 Chaos. He said, Frank is so old that he was around before Mexico was a place. Shouldn't Mexicans be called Frankians?
That's assuming that I found Mexico, man.
See, here's something that you guys don't know. This is the fact. Okay. Hieroglyphics of ancient Egypt actually talk a lot about Frank, and ancient Egypt is actually called Frank It's just called Frank. They just called it Frank. Archaeologists, scientists, all today, they just get it wrong. They don't understand the interpretation. it was lost through time. And actually, there are a lot of cities over the world that were named Frank at one time.
Yeah.
Just lost in transaction.
Yeah, lost cities, Sam. Right? Like the lost city of Atlantis, but it's like the lost city of Franklanis. You know,
yeah, Lost Sea like of that. Gold, that one too.
Yeah.
That one's sad. That one hurts me.
Yeah. God. I wish I could find all that gold, man.
Yeah.
Where's D.B. Cooper's money too, man? I think Loki answered that.
Loki took that, didn't he?
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Breakman?
Oh, wow. No, just you got to blame humans for dropping the ball. Just not getting paper soon enough. I mean, when Frank started keeping notes, it was on walls, you know, concrete walls inside of caves.
I think Weiland already used that joke like 15 times before.
Right. Well, I'm saying that's when you started, but you moved on into carving on the sides of trees, and then I think you started cutting the trees down, and that's when you discovered like parchment.
So. Parchment, and I discovered quills by like chasing geese around and shit. You know?
Frank invented Velcro.
Velcro, and the post-its. And post-its.
Eric. No, it's not that he stole the idea. It's that Frank long ago decided that he, you know, he was above it all, and just if man wanted to take credit for his work, he's fine with it.
Yeah, they just rediscovered it.
Yeah, it was pretty much just a rediscovering. He gave it to them. I mean, it's not his fault they're greedy, but yeah.
You guys are bastards, man. All right, moving on.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Crying minds want to know what you've been playing, Break.
Very little. I haven't had much time to play. I've been playing the DLC for Dungeons 3. Like, there's several DLC packages. I wish they had a season pass. I could just buy them all. But I'll just buy them all individually. I guess when I finish one.
Yeah, and pay five times the rate. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, whatever. the game's fun, and I like playing it. Even though like some matches will take me like 2 hours, and I'll still lose. Like fuck. Yeah. I guess I could go back to the save. No, fuck. Nope, that didn't do it either. Oh goddamn it! I saved in the middle of a battle when they're about to win. Oh, what the fuck is that again?
Oh man, poor Break, man. Having a hard time with the Dungeons 3. All right, what else you've been playing?
It auto saves at the wrong times, like because it'll auto save when you do. When you achieve like a specific goal, but doesn't matter if you're about to lose because the thing you're supposed to be defending is about to be destroyed, it'll still save it. Like no, I'm in the middle of a battle. Stop that.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me get through this first. No.
That's an interesting thing. Like they should make autosave like kind of like optional. You know.
Yeah.
So at times, well,
it's got regular save too. I mean, I just forget to save it sometimes. Unfortunately.
Freak is exiled. He says the lost colony of Roanoke was actually called Frank before it became lost. And there wasn't really a mystery. Everyone else left while Frank was sleeping just to get away from him. How dare you, son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. All right, what else have you been playing?
What'd you do?
you don't want to know,
their prized cow or something.
They're witches, man. Witches back in the day. All right, Break, what else have you been playing? Nothing? All right, I guess nothing. All right, Eric, what else? What have you been playing, Eric?
Just Pokemon Ultra Sun, some more of that. A little bit of Saga Frontier Remastered before having to put that on the shelf for a while. And I played Ender Lilies and Doki Doki Literature Club. And I still have data to get through all the side stories, but a review will be coming soon for that and Ender Lilies. But, I got to the true final boss of the game, and I decided I'm not going to fight it because it's too hard. I mean, I could probably do it if I kept with it, but I wanted to move on at that point. But I decided to play Ratchet and Clank for the reboot for the PlayStation 4 because it's got a 60-frame patch now.
Ooh, Ratchet's fun, man. Fun stuff.
And I want to play Into the Nexus before I even play Rift Apart because it's apparently a sequel to that game.
Yeah.
But or it's a sequel to the reboot. I can't tell which, but I'd still rather play it because it's sitting there on my shelf and I haven't done anything with it. My PS3 is still connected. I just need to put the HDMI cable back in.
Yeah, Freak and Breakman are exiled, by the way.
I also played Jedi Fallen Order on the Xbox Series X because that patch came out, or the upgrade came out, and it's on Game Pass, so why not? I was hoping it'd be jank-free experience, but no, there's still some jank in the game because they didn't fix it. Now, I don't know what Respawn and EA are doing, but I mean, EA's probably not letting them work on it because they're working on something else now.
That's the newest one, right?
And that performance patch is like, that's the only thing it really does. It doesn't fix any of the outstanding issues that game had.
Yeah. All right, anything else you've been playing, Eric?
No, that's it.
All right. I've been playing Final Fantasy VII Remake. I'm on chapter 8. How many chapters are there to that game?
18.
18. Okay. So I'm almost halfway there.
And then
there.
The Yuffie DLC is 2 chapters long.
Yeah. I'm about half that means I'm almost halfway done with the Final Fantasy VII. I don't know if I'm going to get it done this week because I got lots of shit to do, but I'm going to try to have a review of that within a week or two, see how it goes. But all right, let's speaking of reviews.
RP Grinders, reviews.
All right, Break, did you have any reviews this week? Did we lose Break?
We lose him again.
Let me see if we still got him on. Yeah, he might be on mute. Break, are you on mute? All right, we'll hold off on. Are you there, Break? I see him going back and forth between mute and not. Break, I'm gonna hang up on you and then I'll call you right back, dude. I don't know what's going on there. Eric, why don't you go ahead with your reviews?
Okay, I watched the first season of Monster Musume because, well, it's been a while since the first season had aired, but the second season's coming around soon. So I decided I'd watch it.
Hello?
We got you back, yeah. Man. Cool.
Okay. Anyways, I don't know what the fuck happened, but I was trying to talk. Like, I kept saying the same thing a lot. And
yeah,
somebody's...
I know. We couldn't hear you, dude. Okay, Eric, go ahead.
Anyways, it's a 13-episode season, so it's not very long. But it's about a world much like our own, but the big difference is all the fantasy creatures exist... in other realms, and now they crossed realms to ours, and now they have to have a cultural interspecies exchange, but there's lots of laws going on and stuff like that, and they basically need a host family to host one of them for whatever their families are to do this exchange program and hopefully reintegrate them into normal society. And the main character is tasked with being a host family for the snake girl, basically she's a Lamia, and she immediately falls in love with him, and that's a problem for him because they're not allowed to fuck, otherwise that's considered like a breach of some kind of like strict terms they put, like I guess it's considered somewhat like sexual assault or something, so it's a crime, and there would be issues with the race of and the people of that world, and they might go to war over it. So he's constantly trying to get in his pants, and it gets him in all sorts of trouble, and it only gets worse when he ends up becoming the host family for several other monster girls, and it's a lot of fan service y stuff like that. And if you want to see anime titty, you'll get it with this show.
If you want to see titties?
Yeah.
Wow, cool.
And it's pretty funny, and I can't really say much more other than that, but there ends up being like 5 monster girls in this place by the end of the season, with promise of more.
Okay, so what are you giving Monster Musume Season 1?
I'm going to give it, for what it is, I'm going to probably give it an 8.5. Oh. I watched the dub. It was pretty decent.
What did you see that on? Crunchyroll or?
It's on High Dive, but I've been watching it on Verve because Verve is an aggregate, and that's one of the channels.
Okay. What else you got for us, Eric?
Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid. And this is about... It's basically a slice-of-life-slash-comedy show. And it's about a woman who seems... I think she's, like, 24 to 6-ish or something like that. Anyway, she has an office job. And she's also a type of, like, extremely introverted. Doesn't know how to relate to people too much. Or it's maybe it's because that she's lived on her own for so long, she's kind of forgotten how to talk to people. And anyway, she gets off drunk off her ass one day, and she runs into a dragon girl who at first threatens to kill her, but once Kobayashi realized that she had a sword in her back, she offered to take it out, even though she was drunk as hell. And apparently that act of kindness softened her heart, and Kobayashi basically asked if she had no place to live, why don't she just come to stay with her for a while? And she decides to become her live-in maid to repay the debt that she had for her. And a couple of her friends show up from other worlds. They're all dragons, or one of them's technically not a dragon. They're an ex-goddess, but they kind of look like a dragon, so basically.
Is there any competitive eating in this series, Eric?
No. Oh. Actually, maybe. But it has nothing to do with that guy.
Oh, okay. I was just checking, man.
Anyways, you'd think it'd be a fan service-y show, but not really. The most it ever does is that there's a 9-year-old girl named Riko, or Rika, I can't remember which it was, who becomes friends with this dragon girl named Kana, who's about the same age physically and mentally, but even though she's like several, like hundreds of years older because she's a dragon. But she's basically a lesbian, and she like freaks out whenever Kana touches her because she has the biggest crush on her. And the most that ever happened between them is that they played a Twister game, which was kind of funny. But like, Kana's basically oblivious to her advances. But so it doesn't get into weird territory, and so it's mostly wholesome show.
Okay. So what you giving?
And season 2 starts in a couple weeks, or rather, at the end of next week. But I'm gonna wait until the dub airs on August 11th.
Okay. So what you giving season 1, Eric?
I'm gonna give it a 9.5.
Ooh, that good, huh? All
right. That was pretty good too.
All right, two good anime series to start your weekend off there. So there you go. All right, any final thoughts on that, Eric, before I go on to my reviews here?
Not really.
Okay. Breakman, did you have any reviews?
Nothing I can think of.
Okay, I got three real quick ones. I'll go in reverse order here. Promising Young Woman was a movie I just picked up on Redbox on a whim because I saw a preview on another movie somewhere. And it basically is about a woman who... had a friend that was wronged in the past. That's pretty much all I want to say. I don't want to spoil everything. But she pretends that she's drunk in bars and picks up these guys, or these guys pick her up and like try to take advantage of her drunken state, but she's not really drunk. So she basically puts them all in their place. She doesn't kill them or anything like that, but she makes their lives a little more interesting, let's just put it that way. And
it kind of reminds me of The Gift, but on a more extreme level.
Yeah, it's actually a really good movie. Like, the pacing is on point. The direction is good. The acting's fine. The only problem that I had with this movie was the ending. It was too perfect of an ending. And I mean, there are some surprises and twists and turns in this movie that you would really wouldn't see coming. But I think it failed the landing a little bit in this manner. It was just not believable enough for me. Like, it's just way too. It was wrapped up in a bow too easily at the end. And I mean, it's a good movie, and I highly recommend watching it. I'm giving it a 7.5 out of 10. Especially if you can get it from the Redbox or catch it on one of the streaming services later. But, you know, I highly recommend watching it. It's a good movie if you like kind of like revenge-type movies, which I kind of do. All right, so the next movie I'm going to talk about is called The Deep Ones. It's basically based on a story by H.P. Lovecraft. You know, the whole Cthulhu cult-worshipping people that live in a sleepy town type deal, and there was no real new territory brought here, but I thought the acting was fine enough and the direction was fine enough. The only thing, and I very rarely say this, there was one thing that was super distracting, and it was the amount.
Damn it.
Yeah,
you went dead for a moment.
Oh, did I
hear any of that?
Did I go?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. There's one thing that I didn't like about this movie in particular. It was a fine adaptation of Lovecraft's writings, but there was one distracting thing that kept me from really liking this movie, and it's kind of a shallow one, but
not enough boobs.
Well, it definitely had boobs for sure.
I said not enough.
Oh no, there were enough.
Dancing monkeys.
No. That's not the problem with this movie. The problem with this movie was the actresses were like. I don't know if this
collagen.
Is. Hold on, I don't know if this is. I forgot what I was gonna say. I'll just move
so
on.
So were they like wooden or something?
No, they were the like. I don't know if this is a product of HD, like the HD age or 4K or high definition, but like the makeup for the women seemed way too caked on, even by Hollywood standards. And a lot of them had like too much plastic surgery, like to where it was distracting, and it was just weird, I don't know.
Sounds like overproduction.
Yeah, it did seem like a little bit of that, Eric. It was the only thing that really distracted from this movie. It was fine. 7 out of 10. I mean, I've seen the story told over and over. But The Deep Ones is worth renting, at least. I also got it at the Redbox. Now, the final movie I want to talk about is a movie called Vicious Fun, which you can see on Shudder. And it's a Shudder original, so I don't know if you can rent it now, or I'm sure you will be able to. But
Shudder's original. How much are those? Like $50? Is that how much it costs to make one of those?
But I think... this is the best movie of the bunch.
It was like $60.
What's $60?
$60 to make it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Shudder only.
Shudder original, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, this movie is really good, man. I like this movie. It's basically about a guy that finds himself, after passing out in a bar and being locked in the bar, finds himself in a... like a Alcoholics Anonymous for serial killers group. I know it sounds weird. It's a weird setup for a movie, but it just really works. It's if you take some of the comedy from a movie like Tucker and Dale versus Evil, and you put it into this movie, but have obviously a different plot. It's fun. It's vicious fun. If you like some horror elements, some comedy in your horror, this is a fantastic movie for that. I'm giving it 8.5 out of 10. It's not quite as good as Tucker and Dale, but I think you'll have a real fun time with it. Let's see. I'm looking at chat here. Did I miss anything? No, I didn't. Yeah, I'm not responsible for that Freak 5. That was Moses was responsible for the nose being taken off the Sphinx. Yeah, I would love to be locked in a bar too, Freak 5. Although you wouldn't have been loved to be in this bar with a bunch of serial killers. But that's the absurd premise of the movie. This guy gets drunk and passes out, and hilarity ensues.
Does he right the wrong by getting drunk again immediately?
No, actually, he stays sober the whole thing.
And it almost sounds like the plot to Disco Elysium, which means that Disco Elysium probably took some ideas from this movie.
Yeah, it might have, man. I don't know, but it's good. It's real fun. I highly suggest giving it a watch. All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
Breakman, you are up, sir.
One I just don't want to talk about, so I'm going to go ahead and move on to one I missed last week. I meant to complain about. You remember those couple of assholes who threatened protesters, peaceful protesters, by getting out their machine gun and their pistol and holding them in weird ways to threaten peaceful protesters?
Oh, you mean was that the couple that was in their house that came out with guns? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes, the McCloskeys. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
No, you're fine. That asshole and the bitch, they were punished in court, rightfully so, and their guns were taken away. But the punishment did not the guns they used that day were taken away. Their gun collection was not touched. In fact, they were able to go out and buy new guns, and he celebrated it, showing off his new gun purchase.
He's also –
and he said, thanks, because that was an older gun. I wanted a new gun anyway.
You think taking your guns away means suspension, but whatever.
You think he should have been all of his guns. All of their guns should have been removed, and they should not be able to legally own a gun again.
Yeah. But
that's not the way our court system works.
Yeah.
Our court systems are
– Sorry.
What happened? Who did that? Are we haunted?
Accidentally did that. Sorry. Oh.
I was going to say, our court systems are so fucked up that they let convicted rapists out on technicalities. Bad technicalities. The stupid technicality that got Cosby out was evidence against him, basically. Yeah. That they agreed that they wouldn't show this evidence showing that he did he had a history of raping women this way, because there was an agreement to not show that. So you're saying in court, there's an agreement to not show evidence?
Ugh.
And that's how he's getting off.
Yeah.
Like, if for one thing, that should not be the jurors should see all evidence, period.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if he, and if the asshole has a history of doing it.
This just sounds suspiciously like when Trump withheld the evidence that they had against him. He made them withhold it somehow.
Well, he just didn't go. Like, he refused to testify in any way. Like, Cosby went to court and was convicted, and that's where this whole he got the trial thrown out because he's rich and powerful, so he could afford rich lawyers to do this.
Yeah.
To get kicked out on the technicality, and he's now suing or planning to sue the courts and everything else for being wrongfully imprisoned, even though he's not getting out because he was wrongfully imprisoned. He's getting out because the conviction's being thrown out.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's still a convicted felon regardless of them vacating that thing, that's not going away. Like, he's still a convicted felon, no matter what. So I don't think he has a leg to stand on suing. I mean, but of course he
is. I don't
know
how rich people get away if,
Well, that's true too.
My only hope is that he ends up dying shortly after this.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
Well, he's already signing up for appearance fees and stuff like that. So he's going to be even more wealthy.
Wasn't he a billionaire? Break.
I believe he was, but I know he spent a lot of money to stay out of court or stay out of jail.
Yeah. Let's see. My Stinko, I had a doctor's appointment today, just routine. This is coming from Freak 5. He says, my doctor had looked at a CAT scan from almost 2 years ago. There's a cyst on my adrenal gland. I have a CAT scan Wednesday. Well, hopefully everything goes.
2 years ago? Caught that?
That's weird. Hopefully everything goes well, Freak 5. I mean, that shit's scary, man. I mean, I guess the takeaway is be thankful you have health insurance. I can't go to the doctor for shit, so,
Doctors and hospitals right now. I'm just fucking sick of all of them.
I know, man. Yep, I know, Break, man. All right, what else you got, Break? Anything else?
Okay, well, since we're on the subject, I might as well say it. My mom is in the hospital again. This time she's having kidney trouble. The time that I was there today, I did not speak to her nurse. I did not see her nurse fucking once.
Really?
Yeah.
How long were you there?
She's in there for, she was in there since yesterday. She was in there all day, and I was there for several hours today.
And nothing.
Yeah, I saw like the assistants, you know, the people to help her, and they're like, "Well, you gotta talk to the nurse." I couldn't find a nurse.
Ugh, God, man, it's like okay, back in the day, like nurses are the new doctors, right? Back in the day, it was hard to get a hold of a doctor, right? When you were in like an emergency room type situation, and now you can't even get a fucking nurse. You know, it's like,
yeah. And her doctor recommended more tests be done. And as of, I left around 5 or 5:30 so I could be home and be on time for the show. And I wasn't on time for the show, but that's I blame Skype anyway. But, by the time I left, I had not seen a nurse and they had yet to run any tests. They ran a test in the morning and already given her results, but they were supposed to run another test. And, you know, that hadn't happened yet either. So,
well, your mom probably.
I'm just really fucking frustrated with our healthcare systems.
Yeah, you got to be vocal, Brake. When you go back, like, be on them, like, white on rice, you know, like, just.
No, but, like, I can't, like, I don't want to bitch at somebody who's not their fault. Like, that, like the people that came in, like, the nurse's assistants, like, I saw a couple of them, and they're, you know, they're coming in, they're being friendly, and they're trying to help. It's not their fault that the fucking nurse can't be found.
They have an advocate at most hospitals, Brake, that you should try talking to and saying, you know, say that, you know, things aren't happening here and they need to happen. You know, there's got to be somebody you can complain to help your situation out a little bit, man.
When I left, my sister was there and she was going to see if she could do stuff. So,
oh, good. Good
I haven't had a chance to talk to her because of the show, so I'll find out.
Oh, I see. We're the cause of you missing out on being with your mom. I see how it is. Okay.
It's fine. I was really angry while I was there anyway. I was getting angrier and angrier.
I know, man. Fucking healthcare is frustrating all the way around, man. And it's all because of insurance companies, man. I mean, it really is. It comes down to that. Like the doctors are handcuffed, the nurses are handcuffed because they can't do anything without the insurance approval. And then, you know, just one big clusterfuck, man, at the hospitals, man.
And I could also tell they're short-staffed. It seems to be our hospitals across the nation are getting more and more short-staffed.
Yep, that's true, too. We need more nurses and doctors and nurses' assistants, for sure.
And they don't want to pay nurses or nurses' assistants, so I can understand why people don't want to be them.
Yep. Okay, let's move on to Eric. Eric, your stinko.
Well, one of my stinkos was related to Brake, so I'm going to scoot over to Dom's. I don't have anything else, but I did find out just recently. I'll add it later, but apparently the Gulf of Mexico is on a fire because one of the pipes ruptured.
Oh,
yay, fossil fuels!
Yeah, wonderful. What great! Let's accelerate the burning of the earth. Why not? I mean, everybody else is doing it. It's fashionable, you know. Let's destroy the planet. That's seems to be the norm. So yeah, okay. Jesus Christ, man. Speaking of,
I know we're all gonna be living in gas masks in our 80s. You know,
I'm pretty
just
sure.
Just to breathe.
It's gonna be fallout.
No car. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not gonna be a nuclear fallout. It's gonna be a climate fallout.
Well, speaking of climate, man. I mean,
we'll be fighting for the little space of land that hasn't been flooded.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're not going to have the keys in probably like 50 years at this point.
Yeah,
like,
I'll be long gone by then. You know, that's the thing. I was talking to Bernie the other day about that type of shit, man. I mean, you want to leave the planet in a better place, but the way things are going, you know, our kids are going to have to deal with it, and then their kids, and you know.
Oh yeah, I mean, I tweeted this earlier today, or maybe it was yesterday, but some British billionaire is going to space. It's the dude from Virgin.
Yeah, no, I wish we could, like...
I want, like, him and Jeff Bezos and all the other fucking billionaires are in a fucking, I've got a bigger space penis than you contest.
Yeah, can we all just say...
Live in their own space station and leave us all alone.
Yeah,
I was thinking when they try to come back, we tell them no re-entry.
Yeah.
And we'll open fire on you, so you're gonna have to turn around.
Yeah.
You're going to have to come back. You're going to have to go back where you came from. But we're running out of food on the space station. That's not our problem.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have thought of that before, you know, you were rich and didn't help the you know, starving people around the world.
Yeah, you know, they like Jeff Bezos could like take care of world hunger. I'm not talking about hunger in the United States, which is small potatoes.
Instead, he's more interested in doing like crazy stunts.
Or the demands right. are that he releases a certain percentage of his wealth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he could single-handedly take care of world hunger, but he doesn't. So, you know,
what's
him.
The figure? Like 25,000 people a day die from starvation.
Oh, it's beyond that. If you're talking world break, man, it's in the 100,000 range, like something like that, man. It's sickening, man. I mean, like places like Ethiopia alone are like oh man, it's so heartbreaking, man. Like those videos don't even do. It justice, man. Like you know how like Sally Struthers has all those sad videos of like, you know, these poor dogs and cats, and you know, that's all fine and well too, but mm-hmm. I mean the actual videos of people starving in Africa is just if yeah. you don't have a tear in your eye after seeing like documentaries on that shit, then I don't know what
it's not just places
else.
Like Africa, like you said, worldwide.
Yeah,
like,
Yemen, Africa, here in the United States, Haiti.
The Dominican Republic gets treated like that all the time by us. I mean,
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
Anytime there's a natural disaster, it's like, the who?
Yeah.
No, don't know them.
Yep.
Our government
Freak 5 in chat says, with Cosby, the previous county prosecutor released a comment to the press that he used his prosecutorial discretion not to go after Cosby, and he was let go because it was supposedly reasonable for Cosby to think that meant he would never be prosecuted by the county. And that is why he waived his right to plead the fifth during the civil trial. That is true, but in the grand scheme of things, I mean, he was...
That was only one of the... The other one was that he signed off an agreement that they would not use footage of other women repeating, basically, that this is the process. They drugged them, they raped them. Because he did it with so many women, they needed to... They're trying to show... what's it called?
Yeah,
his MO, you know, like this is the way he does it. But he signed some agreements that saying that they wouldn't release that. But that is the most absurd thing I've fucking ever heard. An agreement saying you won't release footage.
Yeah.
You won't release evidence to a yeah. jury.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean. Yeah.
Yogi Space Race. Yeah, and we should all
last time complete. I heard withholding evidence is a crime.
Yeah. Okay, guys. My stinko real quickly. I mean, speaking of climate change, my AC isn't working in this house, and fuck. And also car troubles. That's the least of my worries, though. This AC not working is, oh god, man. Right now I'm like dripping sweat talking
into
this
sucks.
Mic. Yeah,
that
it's
sucks.
And I'm in the hottest room in the house to do this show. So let's move on to happier things, shall we?
Dude, what does
okay.
my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweeto of the week!
All right, Breakman, you're Sweeto of the week.
Well, I mentioned him a moment ago on my stinkos. The gun-toting moron, McCloskey, he held a... he's decided now he wants to run for public office.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so he held a rally, and here's some – I'm not going to read all of it, but I'm going to skim some of the article because I thought it was pretty funny reading this. Noted local criminal Mark McCloskey played host to a barbecue political rally on Sunday afternoon, drawing tens of admirers to the sweltering parking lot of a closed outlet mall in St. Louis County to celebrate the one-year anniversary of the time he pulled a gun on a crowd of people who otherwise would have never noticed or cared he existed.
Yeah,
true.
Exactly.
Despite the fact that none of the big names who had been billed to speak at the June 27 event showed up, and despite the fact that ticket sales were so dismal, attendance was open to the public for free at the last minute, St. Louis' most gun-surrendering lawyer plowed right ahead with the first annual Pink Shirt Guy Barbecue and Rhino Roast in the St. Louis parking lot. Grievance and untapped... I'll go ahead and I do want to read the story. Grievance and untethered delusional tops the menu at the event, with McCloskey and a roster of speakers largely unknown outside the fever swamps of the far right, taking turns condemning everything from critical race theory, their newest and most nonsensical boogeyman, to culture Marxism, George Soros' fault, of course, but how dare you level accusations of anti-Semitism to the radical left agenda of Joe Biden. And they had the laughs in there, so I had to add the laughs.
Right, the radical left of Joe Biden. Are you kidding me, man? He couldn't be more center-right than, I mean, almost anybody in the Democratic
Party.
Right,
every time they mentioned that, they kind of they had these bunch of paragraphs. Parentheses.
That's pretty
The whole Gun and Pony show was in service of McCloskey's deeply stupid run for the U.S. Senate, because if there's one thing that qualifies a man for public office in the Republican Party in 2021, it's a willingness to point a firearm at those of whom you disagree with politically.
Or at black people, because from the images that I saw, it was him pointing his gun at a lot of black people that were walking by. Disgusting.
Yeah, here's another one. Initially, fellow criminal and proponent of armed coups, Michael Flynn was scheduled to speak, but he was subbed out for North Carolina congressman and notably dumb guy, Madison Crawford, who also did not show up.
Wow, this was a disaster. Well, if that's the best the GOP has to move forward with, then great, man. That's what I'm saying. So, okay, is that it, Break?
Let me see. I'm trying to think. See if there's any more I should read, because it goes on, but I really don't have time to read all of this. All
right.
Let's see here. At long last, after a gushing introduction in which Allman described Mark and Patricia as everyone's favorite neighbors, a characterization in which their actual neighbors wholeheartedly disagree, McCloskey took to the stage to bask in the adulation of the not even half full seating area of his adoring fans. He insisted gravely that the crowd of people who were walking past his house that fateful day a year ago would have murdered him and his wife and her dog, and then burned her house down, and he had not waddled his ass outside barefoot to threaten them with a rifle. Confusing.
Was this how
literally none of McCloskey's neighbors did the same, and yet they all somehow came out unscathed.
Right, right. You know, that
it also doesn't fit the... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, was this at his house that he held this rally?
No, he did it in an apartment. Where did they say that? In a closed outlet mall parking lot.
Oh, damn it. I really wish this was, like, at his house, like, in his backyard, and, like, you know what I mean? Like set the scene, like, and then they open it to the public, and a bunch of Black Lives Matter people, like, walk right in and eat his barbecue and sit in the chairs and, like, don't say anything.
I'll share the article on Twitter, because there's a picture of, like, the seats in the rally, and, like, it's bad. There's not a lot of people there.
That's awesome. All right. Anything else, Breakman?
No. I think that's enough.
All right, Eric. You're up.
All right. My sweet-o is that Donald Rumsfeld is dead now. So, yay.
Yeah, the architect of the Iraq War. Good riddance. So.
Also, MK Legends Battle of the Realm, just the follow-up to Scorpion's Revenge, has been announced.
Yeah, I saw a trailer for that, I think. Like a mini trailer. It looked okay from what I saw. So that's cool.
That's really it.
All right. Mine is Breakman's generous birthday present, which I have not used yet, Breakman. But I was thinking of using, because they had, what is it? It's the latest Star Wars game. What's the name of that? Fallen Order, I think is what it's called.
No, Squadron.
No, not Squadron.
There's Rogue Squadron. There's Jedi Fallen Order. What's the one that's coming, though?
You've been playing, Breakman, was that Fallen Order?
Yeah, I liked Fallen Order.
Yeah, that's the one that
Eric was just complaining about.
I
wasn't complaining, was I?
Yeah, you were.
About the various bugs that are still
there. I'm thinking of buying that for $13. I don't have EA access, so... I'm thinking of getting that. I think that's a good sale on that.
I think it is... it's on sale still. Surprising that it is still on sale.
Yeah. Right? So thinking of picking that up for $13. I think that's a pretty good price for it.
Nice. I love the force powers in that game. Like, there are times you see, like, stormtroopers just kind of looking over the edge, and it's like, oh, I'm just going to push you over. Bye-bye. Yeah. I found myself playing other 3D action games, and I see somebody by the edge, and I'm like, force push. Oh, shit. Damn it.
Yeah, exactly.
Why can't I'll just
have to kick him.
Yeah, I got to do something else. Why is my force push?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Okay, we got another funny or die segment. I'm gonna put the funny or stupid segment.
I was about to say die.
Yeah, probably die. But all right, I put it in chat. I'm gonna show it on the screen here. Okay, let's take a look at this TikTok and decide if it's either funny or stupid. So here we go, guys. What am I looking at?
I didn't get a link.
You didn't? Yeah. Look. Oh, here. Let me put it in the chat. Oh, dear Lord. Oh, dear Lord. What? Oh, God. Okay.
Maybe it looked like he has a poop.
Okay. Right. There. I don't know. There's some kind of remote poop or remote caterpillar or something that kind of looks like a penis. And he put it in his friend's shorts. His friend's laying on the couch, sleeping.
Turn on the music.
There's music to it?
There's, yeah.
All right, here we go. Okay, I'm going to say that's stupid, guys.
Stupid.
All right, Eric agrees. What about you, Break?
I'm still waiting for the video to load here. I'll give you a moment.
Okay. I'll loop it.
So it's a remote control caterpillar.
I think so. It looks like a poop or a penis, man. It's weird.
I think it's supposed to be like a remote control bug.
Yeah, I think so too, but
it looks like goo.
I mean, it's kind of funny, but it's definitely stupid. I definitely think it's stupid. So
yeah, I'm going to go with die on this one.
All right, stupid all the way around. So that proves my theory that TikTok is stupid.
That's one video.
Yeah.
One video.
Yeah. Okay. Are we back?
It would have been funnier if they added some like sound effects or something. You know, I don't know. There's something they could have done to make this funny, but they just didn't do it for whatever reason. Yeah. Shame on them.
A dragon was killed by falling cows, freak fight? That's weird. Okay. All right. Free for all this week. Let's get into it here, guys.
It's a free for all. It's a free for all.
Okay, we're not doing the tournament this week because Breakman, we had a tie on the poll this week between PS2 games and game shows. So starting next week, we'll do the game show one first, and then the following month we'll do the PlayStation 2 one.
Mm-hmm.
We're only going to do 32 because we were talking a little bit of pre-show banter before the show started. It's hard to find 64 game shows. Like, it's really weird. You would think there would be at least ones that I know, like 64 game shows that I know, but I mean, I was looking at top 100 lists left and right, Breakman, and I could not find 64. I found 32 for sure. I mean, I can do 32, but wow. So we're going to do a topic that we didn't get to here. There's a link that Eric, can you put the link in the chat? And it's some controversy between Apple and Epic that we didn't get to do when we were doing our free-for-alls last month. So we might as well pick it up here. Eric, why don't you get into it? It's basically Apple versus Epic, and basically the big loser of the whole thing is the LGBTQ community. So can you talk a little bit about it, and then we'll discuss from there. I like Flora's Lava, Freak Five. It's a fun show.
I'll read a little bit of the article. Apple fires shots at Epic for hosting itch.io and its offensive and sexualized games. But this is kind of an old article, but we never got around to it until now. But a couple weeks before the Epic versus Apple trial kicked off, Epic added the itch.io app to the Epic Games Store. It seemed like a move to show how inclusive and happy Epic were to host another storefront on their store, but now Apple obviously uses this as ammunition against them. Last Friday, during the fifth day of the trial, Apple made it sound like the excellent indie-focused store is an evil demon app that sells so offensive they couldn't possibly speak about them in court. Epic added the Itch app into their store in April, along with a handful of other non-games apps like Spotify and Internet Browser Brave. Epic didn't review the games that are put into itch.io because it's a third party app, and as Epic mentioned during the trial, itch have their own moderation systems. That didn't seem to stop Apple from suggesting that Epic were at fault for allowing users to access offensive and sexualized app, because we, as we all know, Apple has a strict content policy on its storefront. So they're basically just saying, look how shitty Epic is, because they don't control their content.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so the law...
But like, basically the result of all this was that itch.io now has to have a Speakable Games tag, which suggests something far more sinister than it actually is.
Yeah, I mean, we've all discussed this type of thing before. Breakman, like, back in the day, I don't think it was around when, like, Hollywood Video was around, but before that, there were video stores, right, that would have, like, a section in the back, right, that only adults can go into, right?
And yeah, they didn't really have those around here, that many of them.
Right. But
those are – they're rare stores because, you know, American sex and nudity, you can't have any of that stuff.
Right. And this is something that we've talked about ad nauseum on Grindrs before. But it's worth re-mentioning. Like, to me, first of all, putting the LGBTQ community in a section called what's that section called?
Unspeakable Games.
Unspeakable Games is kind of a slap in the face. But I do like what Epic did.
I mean, some of it was porn stuff, but a lot of it wasn't.
Unspeakable Games.
Yeah,
that's the characteristic they're going with.
Yes, yes. And here's the thing. Like, I guess if that's how you want to run your business, but I mean, censorship is probably never a really good thing. Like, I was talking to Bernie about news, for instance. Like, in other countries, Bernie lived in Mexico for 15 years, right? And their news, like, if there was a shooting, for instance, there were pictures of that shooting on the front page. You know what I'm saying? Like you would see the totality of the brutality of those types of things. And it would be a good sobering reminder of what was going on. Now, what people did after that, up to them, right? But I'm saying here in the United States, like, media is censored and sanitized to the point where, you know, we hear about a shooting and that's it, you know. Maybe if people started seeing the brutality of what a shooting actually entails, you know, maybe things would fucking change. You know, if you could actually see the devastation, see what's going on. But as far as like games are concerned, we've talked about it over and over on Grindrs. Why do you not let adult games just be on your platform? Have a different section. You know, you're never going to stop a kid from seeking out sex and violence and stuff like that. Like Sony doesn't have a problem with Call of Duty.
Or, you know, with the LGBTQ stuff, just erasing spaces for them is just right. Wrong.
It's wrong. It's totally wrong. I mean, they should have a different section for LGBTQ stuff, and within that have subsections. You know, here's the rated X, triple X LGBTQ section, and then you look and find what you want from there. No big deal. I don't understand. Why do we have to marginalize people? Is the point of the thing. Sony doesn't have a problem selling you a Call of Duty game where you can take a sniper rifle from, you know, 50 yards away and blow someone's head off, clean off, with blood and gore and everything. You know, I'm surprised you can't go up and see the brains on the floor. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like the difference between sex and violence in this country is crazy. People would much rather have people going around shooting, which, by the way, I don't have a problem with that in Call of Duty. I do think it's a mature game that needs to be sold to a mature audience and not 9-year-olds, which that's, you know, happens all the time. And it's the same thing for sex. I don't want people selling a triple X video game to, you know, a 15-year-old or a 13-year-old or anything like
right.
that. That's it's common sense, right, Break? Like
right.
you don't. None of us want that. Now, we want the ability to purchase that game if we want. As adults, if you're an adult, you know, you have a right to play those type of games if that's what you want to play. you know, I personally wouldn't play a lot of them, but there's some hentai stuff that I'd be interested in playing on a PlayStation 5. I can't play it on PC. So, you know, I just think it's stupid thinking, and, you know, you're never going to sanitize everything. Not even Nintendo can sanitize everything. So,
well, every system's got nudity in games now. Like, I see more and more of that, but it's so slow, and representation is very slow coming, you know.
Right. But
I have seen, like, if you like search through the stores in Nintendo and stuff, you can find like some adult games. Just
there won't be titty though.
Yeah,
because that's something are. They still won't allow.
Actually, there are.
Really? I haven't seen one.
On the Switch.
Wow.
Like, action, you can see action and stuff.
Yeah, like actual, like, nipples.
Then they're probably not there for very long, because they get reported probably really quickly.
There's one game called Hentai versus Evil or something like that. That's got
but that's not quite what you think it is. I mean, it's fan service-y, but I doubt there's anything A-rated.
There's naked breasts with nipples. Because
Nintendo, okay, so once Nintendo finds out about it, though, it's gone.
Some other games on there too, like with like some nudity in them too.
This has nothing to do with what you just said, Breakman. But where can I find these games?
just shovelware bowels of the eShop.
Yeah, basically. It's
okay. Well, I'm just saying, you know, I would.
Nintendo doesn't have a strong arm approach like Sony does when it comes to third parties regulating their own content. They still have a strict anti-AO rating policy.
Yeah. Well,
unless it's like this shovelware stuff that manages to slip through, like Brake said.
I really think that there should be an AO section in every. Then it would free up developers to think outside the box. Like, you don't have to worry about a nipple showing or having a sex scene. I mean, as long as it's not explicit, you know. I mean, I think that might be a bridge too far. Like, you're not going to show a video game with penetration or something. But, like, I remember.
Why not?
Well, right. Why not? I mean. Why not? I mean, but I guess it's baby
stuff.
Why can't,
like, adults have real sex games if they want them?
Right, I agree. I agree, Brick.
If you want to see full penetration in a video game, okay.
I mean, there are.
I could see that in a video game. I'm like, I'm not going to. There are six games. Jerking off to it, but I can watch it. Right.
There are six games, but they're limited to strictly PC platforms.
Yeah, see, and that's what I'm saying, Eric. Why, like, a person like myself that plays absolutely zero PC games. Or games on the Mac, why would I, like, why don't I have the option to play this on the Xbox?
It's so weird, too, because, like, you can use your PS5's internet browser to load up Pornhub.
Right.
But you can't actually buy porn on a storefront anywhere, because Sony won't allow such a storefront to exist.
And you know what's
even
funny?
Even if it's not being controlled by them and... Right. And it's got its own regulatory board, so they weren't allowed.
Okay, Breakman, think of a game like Mass Effect, right? That trilogy. Mm-hmm. That trilogy of games. There's lots of sexual innuendo and lots of actual sex, right? Like, the logical step is go ahead and show it. You know what I mean? Like what's the difference between, you know, it's like the difference between softcore porn and like regular rated R movies, you know, like why?
And for instance, like when you have like a sex scene in a game like Mass Effect, how's that any different from, say, Game of Thrones? Like,
right.
There's a lot of nudity and sex in Game of Thrones, but that's not the point of Game of Thrones.
Exactly. That's exactly the point I was getting at, Breakman. Like, the sex is part of the game. You know, it enhances the game, right? Like, those are mechanics within the game. Like, you can hook up with a certain alien or human in that game, and it changes. It's supposed to change the whole path, and even though it doesn't really. But you know what I'm saying. Like, that's if it's part of the game, then keep it as part of the game. Just have a different section. And then maybe, you know, you can have an option. Let's say you're an adult and you don't like that stuff, but you want to play Mass Effect. Have an option.
Just disable it.
Have an option in within
I mean,
the
it has a
hold on, Eric.
Something called story mode that just skips all combat.
Well, how about have a mode where it censors sex scenes or like they did with Mortal Kombat on the Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
Wasn't it the Super Nintendo version that you only got?
Sega, I got Sweat. Well, wait a minute. There was a color code on the Sega. Or no, there was a color code you could unlock on both of them, I think.
Yeah,
both
but...
Sega
but,
and Super no, Nintendo, but I think so, they're both added at
one. The Super Nintendo Mortal Kombat was completely censored. There's no way around it.
There's a couple
the Genesis
of...
Genesis 1 had cheat codes.
Oh, yeah, I remember. But, if you had a Game Genie, you could get the colored Sweat. Yeah. That's what it was.
But
Super Game Genie, you get to Sweat color, but it was Sweat.
And there are modern games. I don't know any offhand.
I think Mortal Kombat 2 did have change the color of the blood to something else mode.
Yeah, there are modern games where you could have an option that tones down the gore, right? And I don't know of any offhand, but I played one recently where it was weird. I was looking at the options, and you could tone. You could turn off the gore, for instance, and that's great. They should have the same thing.
And the game's rating is based on what the default is.
Right.
The default is violence, but right. So they rated M. But
right.
You don't have to play it that way if you
right.
don't want to.
Right. Right. And I think you should have those options. You know, like if you're an adult and you don't care to watch sex scenes, it should have a thing that says, you know, you could do the rated R version or you could do the PG-13 version. You know, okay, I'll do the PG-13. Because there's a lot of people that like PG-13 versions of movies. You know, I
kind of want to play an indie video game with full voice acting that has, all the sensors of, a TV broadcast of a movie. Like, mother loving snakes on a plane instead of motherfucking snakes.
Right. Right. I mean,
just to see how ridiculous it sounds.
I'm sure it'd be totally ridiculous.
Those bad edits. I know. I prefer just bleeping it out and going God, man, the editing of the words. It's, you can hear they edit it and stuff. It's just
right.
That fucking asshole. Or it's a fucking. It's that fucking asshole. That ducking asshole.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Wait a minute. Why didn't you censor asshole? That, you censor fucking
yeah.
What?
It's a different voice, but it's asshole.
I prefer that, though, over constantly bleeping it. Because if the game were constantly bleeped, then House of the Dead Overkill would have been nothing but a bunch of bleeps.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
There's a swear word every 5 seconds in that game.
Gears of War would be just one big bleep.
Yeah, exactly. The whole thing is just bleep, and that's all you hear the whole thing. Okay. I think that's about it, guys. I'm dying of a heat stroke over here, so let's wrap this up now. Breakman.
Eat shade badly.
Oh God, I need to get out of this house. Is what I need to do, man. It's hot in here.
It's food and shade quest time.
Yeah, Break. You're up.
I'm just fighting this cat who keeps wrapping himself in my phone and my headphone.
Oh yeah.
Cord here, and
yourself, cat.
Yeah, he's got to stop that. Because he's pulling it off my head, and it's not cool.
Censor that cat, Breakman.
All right, I'll do it. You're censored, cat.
There you go. All right, Breakman, what's your plugs?
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, where you can ask Dear Breakman a question and ask RP Grinders a question and, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Slagar, if you want to, Slagar, send questions to RP Grinders for one, or, the phone lines are always open after news, so just want to make that clear.
Maybe we should post the phone number or the Skype number in chat when we're done with news sometimes.
We could do that. Is it RP Grinders or Frank Branches? I can't remember.
I think it's under your name.
Okay, then I'll put that in the chat after, the phone lines are open, type thing. Okay.
Talk to me.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric, you are up.
Okay, you can find reviews on either bostonpastorkay.com or the feed. I got a review of Wonder Boy Asha and Monster World that you can listen to. But if you want to support someone else while also looking at my own review, you can read the review, and the link to mine is right at the very end. And if you like what I've written, you can go to my Patreon, which has a link in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG. Sending me a little dollar would help out.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else, Eric?
Independence Day is garbage because it's not what it used to be.
Eric, Breakman is having a...
I just read chat.
What did you read in chat?
Why?
Yeah, oh. Why?
Oh, I gotta go. We need to end this now.
Independence Day is garbage, but I guess you can at least ignore how garbage America is by blowing up fireworks. But don't get too in the spirit of blowing up fireworks, because some people might be triggered by the explosions or something. So be careful where you're setting that stuff off.
Yeah. I hate 4th of July, Eric. Freak5 says, oh boy, do I even want to read this? Don't forget to watch Bernie's OnlyFans. She's celebrating the 4th.
I just hope I can sleep that night.
She's celebrating the 4th by sounding prank with a little... How dare you, Freak5?
With a lit sparkler to finish.
How dare you? How dare you?
That's why I'm sick.
Dark sounding prank. Jesus Christ.
Is that DSP he's doing there? Or is it like something else?
Dark sounding. Yeah, it's probably DSP. I sent the link to Weiland. I wonder if Weiland watched that whole thing. It was a wicked takedown of DSP, man. It was like kind of like a documentary on how much DSP sucks, and it was super funny. I found a lot of enjoyment. It's about an hour long. I'll have to find that link and show it to you all. But
why is it an hour?
Huh? Oh, because there's lots to talk about. What the?
I don't know. Like I've seen a lot of very terrible videos on the internet about someone talking about something that this happened a lot during the atheist community, where they started revealing themselves to be the shitheads that they are, and they like be probably anti-LGBT or something like that, or anti-feminist. Yeah. And they'd go on for like 30 minutes to an hour. So I just wonder why it's so long.
Is that a broken link, Freak5? Because I clicked on that link.
Yeah, I'm working on that. I'm trying to help him out here.
Yeah, it's an XML link, which just gives me the XML of that.
Apparently sounding is like a trigger word for Freakman.
I guess. I don't know. Okay. Oh, gross, Freak5. Exiled, you son of a bitch. Okay. I want to thank everybody in chat. Who all was in chat? Good friend Freak5 was in there. Bernie was in there, of course. Let's see. MXT was in there. Wyland, of course. And that's about it. I think MXT was in there as well. So thanks, MXT, for joining as well. He actually stayed for most of the show this time. I can't believe it. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow the show, as Breakman said, at RP Grinders. Go ahead and send questions there. Join us live every Friday, 7 Eastern time on twitch.tv/RP Grinders, or search RP Grinders on YouTube. And I think that's about it. Oh, go watch, get Shudder. Shudder's great. Watch Vicious Fun. It's kind of a comedy horror movie, and it's really, really fun. You guys should watch it. It's great. I think that's about it. You guys have anything else?
No, I'm reposting that link in chat. I think this is the right link.
Okay.
This will get you to what you want.
All right. Stay safe stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next weekend.
And don't sound. Just don't do that.
Yeah, don't.
And maybe buy earmuffs and/or. Eye mask, you can actually sleep on 4th of July evening.
Yeah, bring your dogs indoors too. A lot of dogs get freaked out with 4th of July, so bring your animals inside. All right, take care. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.
I'm never using sparklers again.